following on from Saturday, is everybody okay?
We've got one or two knocks and things. The two we know are definitely out, Paddy McCarthy and Chris Basham, but there's one or two nursing knocks. You know, when you play three league games in a week, which we had, then that's going to take its toll. So we'll assess it just before the game on Tuesday.
Who's a concern then now?
There's about four or five of them didn't train this morning with various things, whether it's either stiffness or kicks. You know, Jamie Murphy, Jose, Jam, Craig Alcott, Bob Harris, none of those trained this morning.
Just regardless of whether he plays tomorrow night or not, but because he's had a fairly long-term injury problem, how did Wallace fare at the weekend?
Well, we didn't really... he got cramp in the last few minutes, and when we were making the substitutions, we had to make them really. But we said to him, can you last the 90 minutes? And he said, yes, I can get through. I think the 10 added minutes probably did for him. We didn't know that was going to be so long. And then he got cramp with about, I don't know, within that time as well. But he feels it this morning, certainly, and he's felt it over the weekend. But that's part of the building his fitness back up again.
Positive, though, that there weren't any really major ill effects. I would imagine there's quite a few that have had cramp, but that's nothing to do with what he's had.
No, nothing at all. And we know it's going to be this. You know, he might not play every single game at this stage of his recovery. And we said towards Christmas time is really when he's going to get fully fit, we hope, but without risking him at certain times.
It's interesting with him because he's just been talking about that process in the fact that because of what's happened to him in two different parts of his body, it might have to be... How do you manage that? Is it just on a match-by-match basis, or can you just sort of say, well, look, for a month you might be around and then you take a day off?
Yeah, match-to-match we look at it and assess it. And for a young player, it's difficult. You've got to be patient. And, you know, you want to play every single game when you're that age. Well, most ages. So he's just got to be patient and understand that it's not going to happen immediately and that... His body's got to listen to his body and tell him if he needs a day or miss a game or something like that, or a few days training, that's what he has to do. That's what we've done the last couple of weeks. He's come back strong on Saturday, and then we'll see if we can get him back out there tomorrow. We will.
Because that's the thing, whenever he does seem to play, he plays quite well, so the frustration is he's then got to spend some time on the sidelines.
That's it as well. We just want him out there. We've felt a little bit aggrieved that he's missed a few games, but we understand we've all got to be patient with him.
It is the cup, of course, so the obligatory question. Do you look to change a few and give some game time to some of the others? It's the latter stage, isn't it, of this competition?
Well, it's last 16. We're going to put the best side out we can. What we won't do is risk anybody. But that'll be the same. We're still in the Yeovil game, we made, I think, a few changes in that we had to. Paddy McCarthy was struggling one, two things. Jay with his shoulder. Little Reedy came in and played instead of Wallace. So that's the same principle any game at the moment at this stage of the season. When you get to March, April time, you're throwing people out there, whether they're fit or not, but not at this stage.
Because McEvely was one of the ones who was obviously a maybe for the weekend. Is he fully fit now for tomorrow?
Yeah, he should be. He's done a bit of training on Monday morning, so he should be okay. And just getting that 20 minutes, I think, will give him a bit of confidence with his shoulder.
As you mentioned, McCarthy's one of the ones not available. In the medium term, I suppose, what plan is there to keep him? Because he's had quite an impact here.
Yeah, we're trying. I spoke to Neil, and Neil's been brilliant in helping out in the first place and since then about extending it. So we're talking with Paddy later in this week. We've got him for the Barnsley game. And then we'll assess it after that. But we'd love to keep him around if we can.
What's he brought to the situation then that maybe wasn't there before?
He's brought, I think, an air of authority there and calmness and just somebody who knows his job very well. And I think he's just the ideal person to come into that scenario, whether he's played alongside Jay, Chris Basham on Saturday, helping Harrison out. He's just steadied the ship for us.
And if you are able to keep him, would it just be you might as well keep him until January rather than another month, which then the question begs, what about the other month?
Yeah, if we can, that's what we'll try and do. But it's very much up to Paddy. He lives in South London, so we're asking him to make a trek up, 3-4 hours or whatever. So it's really a logistical problem as much as anything. I think he's enjoying it. He's seeing the games. He's enjoying it. He's a bit surprised how much he has to have the ball because he's not used to having so much possession on the ball. Usually I think he's played for teams as well who are under the cosh and he simply does his job, but we're asking him to do a little bit more at the moment.
Can I ask a couple of questions about one or two of the others that just an update really? Florian Cavellier, his rehab. At what stage is he at the minute?
Yeah, he's coming on well. We hope he's doing a lot of one-to-one work with Lee McMahon at the moment, and we're hoping he should be ready to join in maybe in a week or two, something like that, and do a bit of light ball work.
And should he get back into it, would the plan still be to get him some game time elsewhere? Because obviously now you have the midfield that you have, or do you keep him involved?
Well, we'll see what we go injury-wise and see how he comes back. But the first thing is to get him through a few training sessions, build that confidence back up in his knee, and then a few under-21 games. And then I think we'll reassess it in January, only what, 8 or 9 weeks off that anyway, and we'll reassess it. And then if he can't get in our side in January, then a few games would do him good.
And just as a monitoring thing, George Long isn't really playing now at Oxford for whatever reason that is. I can't profess to be an expert on Oxford. What do you do with him right now?
We can't do anything. We can't bring him back or anything. It's a standard loan, so he's there until I think the 3rd of January. So it's not ideal because we want him out playing games. But it's another part of a learning experience for him. He's played a few games. He's been left out. He's got to get his head down, train hard now, try and get back in the team. But come January, obviously, if he's not playing, then he'll come back and we'll see what we do with him.
I know it's only been a short space of time since you and I spoke about a lone addition, the striker. Has there been any movement there?
No, none at all. You know, you mentioned Stephen Davis. We've made inquiries for Stephen, but I don't think anything's imminent at the moment.
And interestingly, well, with that one, there might be some turmoil at Blackpool coming up soon as regards more turmoil as regards managerial changes. Does that affect things, maybe? I suppose it might do.
Yeah, you never know. We have spoken to them, but it is difficult, you know, dealing with them when they've got a few problems there.
So do you look now, maybe at the very least, to consider plan B if Davis isn't plan A?
No, we're not desperate. You know, we're doing okay. You know, at the moment, on Saturday, we've got Michael Higden and Mark McNulty on the bench. Other options with Jamie Murphy can go up there. Chris Porter's just had now in the under-21, so nothing's desperate at this moment. You never know, we get a couple of knocks on Tuesday night or something, it might change.
It's an interesting one with this particular group of Sheffield United players and possibly that need for a striker. Because at the moment it's say a Baxter or somebody else up there with the creative midfielders bombing on in support as well, and perhaps the need for that other striker when you've got a couple others that are in the squad as well.
Yeah, that's it. That's what we're assessing all the time. In some ways you can't have too many options, but we have to be fair to the ones that are here as well and give them an opportunity. Michael Higden was just showing some form before he got suspended. Mark McNulty's knocking goals in. So I think it'd be unfair to bring somebody in and put them ahead of them at the moment.
Because Baxter at the minute, or certainly the other day, had the mantle tied down to play that role, that number 10 role.
Yeah, just to get hold of the ball for us and give us some time to get the midfielders up there. But it worked well. I don't think we can dominate too much more than we did away from home. And a little bit more luck, better finishing again, and we'd have run out comfortable winners.
Because believe it or not, and I'm sure you would echo this about this frustration that Sheffield United are winning, but it's about winning 3-2 and 3-0, I suppose, in the end, getting onto that next level.
Yeah, a win's a win, no matter, you know, whatever you win, and I think it's only a matter of time before that happens. But I don't think somebody coming in, it might change the dynamic and we might not end up winning games at all. If you know, you bring somebody in, you don't upset the system, it's working well at the moment. Whether it's Mark McNulty up there, Michael Higden or Jose Baxter, I think it's working well.
It must be great to have those options. I mean, I know we've slightly joked before about the leading scorer has been on the bench right now.
Yeah, that's it. And Mark McNulty is knocking on the door, you know, metaphorically all the time. He wants to get back in the team and be a starter. And we told him, you know, he's got to improve a little bit. Comes on Saturday and within, I think, 10 seconds, he's got a 1-on-1v1. And you'd have fancied him really to put it in. He was very unlucky. So he's not far away. This is Michael Higden.
So MK Dons then as a challenge in the cup. What do you make of them? What do you know of them right now?
I think they've improved since last season. They were a very good team last season, but I think they've kicked on a little bit. And I think they're one of the maybe 6 or 8 teams in the league that will be going for one of those top 2 spots. I think the fact that Carl Robinson, despite being linked with jobs, is hanging on around there, I think that suggests that he fancies the chances this season.
And perhaps this is the first chance to have a look at another team that you'd fancy to be up there this year, because obviously the internationals got in the way before. Here's a slightly different chance to have a look at them.
Yeah, it is, with no league points at stake as well. But I think both teams will be putting the best sides up they can. Without doubt, our priority is getting in that top 6, both of us. But still an opportunity. You know, there's the last 8 spot in the League Cup at stake, Capital One Cup, so we're both going to go for it.
Because you would know as well as anybody just what effect the Cup has had on this team in the last 12 months and how it ignites form.
Yeah, it does. And you know, it's a great Cup competition. Anything with Wembley at the end of it, European qualification and stuff like that, even the 2-leg semi-final and the teams that are left in it, I think that's a big enough incentive.
And it's perhaps a testament to where the team are right now that I'm told the next four matches are all in different competitions, aren't they? So, hey, that's a healthy start, isn't it?
It is. You know, here we are, you know, going into November, and, you know, we are still in. We've got through a few rounds, one in the JPT and a few rounds in the Capital One. So in 2 weeks' time, I hope we're still fighting on four fronts as well.
How are they different this year to last? Because, yeah, well, what would you say?
I just think they've improved with time. I think the players that you've got there, they've added one or two, but generally it's the same squad. But I just think the players that they've got, when you keep a group together, you get an improvement from within that group. And I think that's the time he's been working, Carl's been working with them, that you see that improvement.